Hey, Minister Change.
Brother Al at your service. Oh, God.
From Center to Saints, this podcast the truth. You is or you ain't. Let's break down the facts. It's Minister Change. Minister Change.
Blessings, blessings, blessings. Wonderful people with God. It's your boy, Minister Change, the minister that meet people where they at and love on them like our Lord Jesus Christ does. I'd like to welcome my guest, Yosef King, to the Change of Life Testimonies from Center to Saints. What's going on, fam? Tell me how you feeling tonight, brother.
Hey, man, how you doing, my brother, man? To God be the glory, man. I want to apologize, but earlier today, man, I had a busy day today, but thank God for it, man, and thank God to be here with you, my brother. I truly thank you, sir.
Amen, amen, bro. You know, God is always going to work it out, man. Most definitely. Most
yes, sir.
Definitely.
To God be the glory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's always a pleasure, man, to be in the land of the living. Hey, bro.
Amen.
We'll start this thing off, man. What you telling the people, where are you from, bro? What was you born and raised?
I was originally born in St. Petersburg, Florida. I was raised in Avon Park, Florida. And moved to Orlando, Florida. And okay. Now based out of in Indiana right now.
Okay, Indiana. Yes, I'm familiar with that, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, bro. Sir.
Hey, brother, yes, Yosef, sir. Man, what do you do, man, in your life right now, man, to find some type of peace, brother?
That's a good question, brother. Man, I do. Okay. I just, to be honest with you, brother, I love creating or using what God gave me to create, you know, for doing my best to do what he have called for me to do. You know, amen. I love helping people. That give me man, peace. Anybody that I can help. And sometimes it's not helping people is not always financially. It's just speaking to them, man. Give them a kind word every day when you see them. You know what I'm saying? They give me peace. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When I can be able to communicate and have good conversation with people, bro. You know?
That's good. That's good.
Yes, sir.
That's good, bro. And that's always good. That's a comforter because sometimes we are talking to other people, man. It kind of it kind of comfort us too. Because we
It do. That's for real. And especially it comforts others, man. You know how it give you joy when you can bring joy to other people. You know what I'm saying? Just by if you see them in the grocery store, at the gas station, or wherever that God allows you to see these peoples, you know what I'm saying? And I was in the store earlier today, and this cashier told me, she's an elderly lady. She says, every time you come in, it's always a joy to talk to you. And brother, that makes me feel good that I can bring some joy to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? That's a beautiful thing, bro.
Yeah, man, it is, bro, most definitely. Yes, hey, sir. Man, so if you had to describe your character, man, to a total stranger, how would you describe yourself, man?
Humble.
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 Humble. Humble and and peaceful.
Okay.
Humble, you know what I'm saying? Humble, humble and peaceful. And I love it. Do whatever it takes to make a person smile. That's part of a person's character. You know what I'm saying? It's what God placed inside of that person. That's what God placed inside of a person is part of that person. You know, it's part of his character as well. You know, just to do your best to be good to people. The best way that you can. Don't get me wrong. We all got faults, like everybody.
Faults
the carry was, man, to make people laugh, joyful. You know what I'm saying? I'm old loud country boy. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
I'm old loud country boy. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
Because, you know, back in the days, we used to have to yell down the street, Mama said, come on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, most definitely, bro. And that's most definitely the truth. And like you said, when you are being humble and peace, it gives you an understanding and it gives you a chance to understand what people are saying to you and then comprehend what they are saying, man. It's like that scripture in the Bible, James 1:19, quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger.
Bro. Amen. Amen. Yeah, my uncle told me that one day. He was at where I used to work for my uncle. He used to do pools, right? He said, boy, I hate for somebody to make you mad one day. So it take a lot to get you, you know what I'm saying? Upset to that point. You know what I'm saying? Because before I allow myself to do that, I just walk away from somebody, man.
That's good. You know what I'm saying?
And you have to try to do your best not to let nobody disturb your peace.
Yes. That's
good. You know, peace is a, having peace is a beautiful thing, brother. You know what I'm saying? And it's good to be able to pass that inner peace for energy on to someone else.
Yes, yes. Like I tell them, like they say, I have several people say, man, hey, bro, it's the journey, not the destination, brother.
Yes, sir. It's the journey. That's right.
Hey, brother.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead, bro. Finish what you was about to say.
But what you were saying, on the mix of that journey, it get bumpy.
Yeah, it do.
It get bumpy. So it takes God to sustain you on that journey. Because without God, it's a lot of us to be in a lot of trouble without God.
Man, I would be, man. Look, if you understand me, boy, bro,
if he wouldn't have told you,
ain't no telling where I would have been, bro. If he ain't
grabbed I'm trying to tell you, bro. Yes, sir. Woo, woo.
Yeah.
Because listen, man, by saying that, it's some people that God allow you to be around to build something in you. You know what I'm saying? Your character gonna be tested.
Yes, most definitely.
That's part of growth. You know what I'm saying? It's part of growing. Yeah, part of the journey, sir.
Yes. Uh-huh. Most definitely, because like I tell them, because our destination is constantly changing.
Yes, sir.
But no matter what our destination changed to, we still got to take that journey, brother.
Amen. The journey have to be taken.
Yes. And it's good to take it.
That's right. If you call by God, that journey has to be taken. He didn't say the journey was going to be easy.
Man, you better be
And he ain't said you won't go have no ups and downs. He ain't said you're gonna go the in and outs. That's why your faith is being tested through your journey. Your faith will be tested, brother.
Yes, man. Yeah. Most definitely, bro. Most definitely. Mm-hmm. And that's when that scripture come in, walking by faith, not by sight.
Yes, sir. Not by sight.
Bro,
yes.
Bro, you're gonna need that, bro.
You better believe that, brother. Sometimes you're gonna need that dealing with your own family.
Man,
sometimes you feel what I'm saying?
Sometimes you're gonna need it with them more than you need it.
That's a God heaven truth, bro. Yes, sir. That's a God heaven truth. Most definitely. Got that right, brother.
Yeah, because as you really start doing your walk in life, you really understand what that scripture says, that your enemies are in your home. And then if you don't think about it, like, it's not really directly your home, it's your family, everybody surrounding your home.
That's
the
right.
People that you really love. We'll be the first
one to
attack you sometime.
Man, bro, me and my wife were talking about that not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
This same thing we'll be talking about now. We had that conversation, man. God is good, bro.
Amen, amen. That's confirmation. Amen.
Confirmation. Yes, sir, believe that. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, brother Yosef King, this is the testimony moment, brother. This is when you tell people about something you survived, whether it's a sexual assault, incarceration, or just anything in your life that you had to survive, and you realize the presence of the Lord had brought you out of it, and you know that this too shall come to pass, brother.
We got that much time.
We ain't got to look, bro. Just give me one, bro. Look.
Okay, I'm just gonna give you one, bro. I'm just gonna give you one, my brother. I'm just gonna give you one. Hey, it was a time that I was in a situation where I could have been gone, man. We was in Rochester, New York, me and my cousin now. And we was at the, we was coming from this club.
Mm-hmm.
And a car had went up on the rail. We was up, like, up on the rail. And it was like this here, man.
Mm-hmm.
A homeboy at the time, he's Jamaican, his name Tex.
Mm-hmm.
And he got up and lift the car up. By the grace of God, that car, if that car would have tipped over, we'd have been gone.
Mm.
That's just one of the episodes that God has saved me. And one episode, then we was in a, got into some little tussle, and the dude came out shooting, and you could hear the bullets going like this here. But then one of them hit us. So it's numerous of times, man, that God has saved, has stepped in, man, and had his angels to protect me. And I'm so grateful for that. I was in the hospital a few years ago, and I don't smoke or drink anymore by the grace of God.
Amen.
It took God, it took that to happen, because I wasn't going to stop on my own.
Mm.
So it took God to have me to be in that position. I said, God, you please, I pray. I said, I don't ever want to do this again. And I haven't in almost 10 years, brother.
Man, look at God.
And that's mm-hmm. nobody but God, man. The third time I said, God, I went into the hospital, man. And I say, Lord, I repented. I said, God, forgive me. I'm sorry. And I say, please, because I can't do this. I can't do it. Sometimes it'll get to a point where you ask God to take you.
Yeah.
So I pray and ask God, please, Lord, heal me. Because I can't do it on my own. I couldn't. And the way I couldn't have stopped the drinking and the smoking without God, mm-hmm. there's no way I could have stopped doing that. So man. By the grace of God, he delivered Amen. Me from that. And I'm so grateful for that. Don't get me wrong. Even through your deliverance, temptation still gonna come. But
yes, it is.
The power of God with the deliverance, he give you the power to say no. He give you the power to, you know what I'm saying? So that's the testimony, man. I am so grateful to God. And as me being a father, I used to be a poor excuse for a father at one time in my life because I was chasing a rap dream.
Mm.
But by the grace of God, I'm the best father I ever been in my life, brother.
Amen. Look
and
at
that's,
God.
Bro. And that's God's doing. And I can stand here as a man and say, Jesus Christ, thank you. So every video you hear me say, to God be all the glory, I mean it when I say that.
Amen.
When I say to God be all the glory, I mean it because it was God's glory. It was the grace of God. See,
mm-hmm.
it's God's grace. We are saved by the grace of God. So it's God's grace. So I thank God so much for his grace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hey, I got some testimony.
Yeah. Hey, brother, yes, do you think sometime, man, our environment, man, and the conditions that we sometime lived in and grew up in caused us to go down some of the paths that we went down in life, man?
Yeah. You know what? That's a good question. And you hear a lot of everybody gonna have their own stories of that, their own, the way they look at it. You know what I'm saying? Because I know some brothers, man, who lived in the same area I grew up in, condition I grew up in. Ain't never been in no trouble.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It basically deals on with it's choices sometimes. Choices is play a big part in life. It's what we choose to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And sometimes we feel like we gotta do to take care of our family. We gotta do to eat. We feel like we be in positions like that we have to do what we have to do. But a lot of times, boy, it's the choices.
Yeah, that's good, bro. That's good. Go ahead, bro. Finish.
Yeah, when we and a lot of times the choices that we make is all depends on our relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
Having a relationship with God, we have better make better choices.
Most definitely. Yes.
And you go to you are accused for your sins when you understand wrong from right.
Mm-hmm.
When we growing up, know this is what not to do, and that's what not to do. You know what I'm saying? But it's our choices that we make in life causes us to put us in situations that God don't want us in, but it's the choices that we made. It's a lot of times God tried to speak to us and say no, but we did it anyway. And by being disobedient, we place ourselves in situations.
True.
That God don't want to sin, but we've been disobedient.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? God can send anybody to talk to you. Like, how many times have your mom told you coming up, son, you need to start hanging around these such and such type people?
Man. Man, that was a lot, most definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
That your mom sees some, our parents seen some things that we didn't see when we was young.
True.
Because of what they've been through. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So it was a decision that we made to do it anyway. And look what by we making that decision, look what the decision got us in.
True, man. True.
And look who we called to get us out.
Man, right. That's good, bro. You most definitely, bro.
Yes, sir.
Right. Yeah, that's most definitely true, bro. And with God, man, you know, and that's the thing about God is so good. He give us that free will, man. That free will.
Yeah.
To make our own choices, man. And when we make those choices, man, how important is accountability, man, for the choices that we make? How important do you think the accountability is?
The accountability is very important. Mm-hmm. When you, it's good to take accountability for your actions.
Okay.
You know, it's like, okay, you know, Lord, I am guilty of this. Yes, mm-hmm. I did do this. Yes, I mm-hmm. did. You know what I'm saying? So accountability is very important to always. God blesses us for the mind to think.
Yes.
Either we're going to use it or either we're not.
True.
So that's part of accountability. It's back to what we were talking about before. Choices is part of accountability.
Yes.
The choices that we make determines how we're going to live or how we're going to, how our future going to end up.
True.
And we have to take accountability of when we do wrong.
Yes.
Part of taking accountability is confessing, Jesus, I was wrong, God, forgive me. Repentance is a part of accountability.
Ooh, that's good. That's good, brother. That's good. That's
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Repentance is a part of accountability. I repent, Father God. I take full responsibility. Because when you come to God, you got to come truthful because he knows when your heart is real or not.
Because he know you. He already know what's going on.
He know you before he placed you into your mother's womb.
Yes.
So he know when you come to him, either you go, when you say, Lord, I repent, and it's sincere, and he know when you just saying that.
Yes.
Just cause of the situation you in at that moment.
Yes, most definitely, bro. Most definitely, yes, brother Yosef. That's good. That repentance is good, bro. Most definitely,
repentance,
man,
is good. Yeah.
Hey, man,
yeah.
Most definitely. You have
to come to repent daily. You got to.
Yes. 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 You got
without
to,
repentance. There's no way without a sincere without repentance. See, God know the things that we're gonna do. That's why the Bible said repent daily. He said repent daily.
Oh yeah.
See, know the scriptures that they're gonna go through every day. Even when you're doing your best to try to live holy. You know, sometimes it's gonna come a situation, somebody might anger you.
Yeah.
And sometimes you might say something that you ain't got no business saying at that time. Oh, Jesus, forgive me, Lord, Heavenly Father. You ever been in that situation?
Oh, yeah, almost.
And you had to repent almost right on the spot. And you're like, woo, if I wasn't saved.
Man, most definitely, bro. And see, like you said, but the most thing, another important thing about repentance is you never know when God's going to call you home. You see what I'm saying?
So you always never repent.
Because you never know when your time is up, brother. Amen.
You never know when I think God got assignment for everybody that is called by God, got an assignment.
Man, most definitely.
And your assignment is called for repentance.
Man, that's good. Yes.
How can you follow God without repentance?
Man, it's impossible.
How can you understand your assignment without repentance? According to understand your assignment, you have to have a relationship with God. So you got to repent to have that relationship with God, to understand, to get information from God on your assignment.
Man, most definitely, brother. That's good, brother. Brother Yosef, I want you to do me a favor, man. Finish this sentence for me, man. God has always
has love for you. God has always had love for you, for those who, you know what? God had love for you for those that don't even can care less about God, man. That's something when calls you still blessed to see it. When you blessed to see another day, that's grace on your life. That means even if you never pray or don't get God time, still put breath in your body to wake up to see a new day. That's grace and that's love.
That's love. That's love.
Have love for you for that until that time. Until you listen now, grace only lasts for so long. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Because God can get to a point where he can rip once. If God ever pull his grace from you, then you in trouble.
Tell him, bro. Say that again, bro.
You in trouble. As God ever remove his grace from you, then you in trouble. Now you open season to the enemy.
Woo, that's good.
Your grace covers you from the enemy.
Woo, that's good.
But once once God put his grace from you, man, you done.
Man.
Hey, all the praying in the world ain't gonna help you.
Man. Woo. Boy, you right, man. Brother, that's a good word, Brother Yosef. That's a good word. Hey, brother.
To God be the glory. Yes, sir.
Amen, amen. God, most definitely to God be the glory. Hey, brother, do you care what people think about you, man?
I used to.
Okay.
Not no more, I don't. Because it's people don't have a hell or heaven to place me in. I'm more concerned about what God think about me. So that's the one we have to please. God didn't put us here to please man. He wants us to do good by people.
Yeah.
But he didn't put us here to praise people. So I'm more concerned about what God think about me than man.
Yes.
That conversation came up a few years ago. I'm not gonna call this person name. I got number love for this person. God bless their heart. Mm-hmm. But they say I should care what people think about me. And they try to get biblical with me. I say no, because let me tell you what's in my heart about this situation. Mm-hmm. Why should I care about what this person think about me when I don't serve this person? This person, this person don't have a hell of heaven to put me in. So
amen.
I can't be concerned about how this person think. You know, when you can be the best person in the world, it will still be somebody that have something against you.
Man. Woo. No matter how good or bad you are,
it's gonna be somebody that dislike you. So why I'm gonna sit and worry about what somebody think about me? Well, all I got to do is do my best to love God. The Bible says you gotta love your enemy. So what they tell you?
Yeah. Amen. You gotta love. I mean, yeah.
I would say love thy enemy. So what they tell you? That even if you hate me, I'll say we're gonna say about me. I can't worry about what you think about me or what you say about me.
Yeah, you're right.
Because I allow that. If I do that, I will allow that to be a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because that can be a distraction when you're trying to focus on God and you can't worry about what people say about you.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And you're most definitely right, Brother Yosef. I got a thing said, look, I just hug him in prayer. In prayer,
yes,
and
sir.
I keep on moving.
Because you know there was time. Keep moving.
Yeah, keep on moving.
Yeah. Hey, brother, some people you have to love them from a distance.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah.
Love them from a distance. Yes, hug them in prayer. Hug them in prayer, bro.
There you go.
And just let God handle it. Because like you said, to God gets the glory. So when
the glory.
Amen. Because we just on this journey. We just on this journey. Alpha and Omega, God knows the destination. We got the map.
Most definitely.
And God has the blueprint, brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, man, you know, Brother Yosef, man, I'll be watching the news, man, and I'll be watching all these new laws and all this stuff coming into play, man. And sometimes, brother, I just break down and crying, man. The other day, man, I broke down and crying, Brother Yosef. I just want to ask you, man, when was the last time you cried, brother?
Oh man. You know what? I'm a YouTube fanatic. I watch a lot of stuff on YouTube, and it was this young lady, from my understanding, I want to be correct, I think she was praying, she gave her life to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And she told her testimony how men's when she was in a situation, how her father used to pimp her. And when she would tell a testimony, I cried and I prayed for that young lady. And I asked God to please hold her. Sometimes we pray for people that we don't even know, that we probably would never meet in person. But that's when I cried. Prayer. And I cried. I was hurt for that young lady. And I asked God to hold her, to keep her. You know what I'm saying? And that really touched my heart, bro. So, I think this happened to me, I think, like last week or so.
Man.
If my memory serves me correctly. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and that's what I tell people. I'm 100% man, but I want the youngsters, the old people, everybody to know, hey, man, it's okay to cry. God gave us tear ducts for a reason. God didn't want us to cry, he wouldn't have gave it to us. I mean, like I tell people, he gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason.
Yeah.
He wants us to do more listening than we do talking. See, and that's what people gotta understand.
We a lot of us come up from the old heads, the elders. Mm-hmm. A man don't supposed to cry. You know, we grew up hearing that. Well, let me tell you something, man. Jesus wept. At one time, Jesus wept.
There you go.
You understand? And by a man crying and showing his affection and crying for especially like in the spirit, that's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
So this goes back to, worrying about what people say about you. I'm going to cry. Mm-hmm. I'm not afraid or ashamed to cry, especially when I'm joyful or in pain, a pain from hearing somebody else's testimony or something like that. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with it to me. I'm still a man.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Regardless of what, Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good, Brother Yosef, and most definitely. That's what I try to tell people. It's okay. You don't have to be hard. You don't have to show you hard.
Yeah, you don't.
You know who you are. If you know who you are and you know the Lord is guiding you, you should be comfortable in that, brother.
Yeah, that's when you think like that, that's society leading you than God.
Yeah.
Society have put that mentality. You living by the society mentality.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? A godly mentality. That's separated from the world.
Yes, it is.
It's not part of godly mentality. Is not part of the world mentality.
Yes.
So that's separate.
Yeah, most definitely, bro.
Yes.
Hey, man, that's true. That's true, brother. Hey, brother Yosef, man.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about forgiveness, man? How important is forgiveness,
brother? You asking all the right questions, man. I'm not lying, brother. You asked all the right questions. Forgiveness, okay, there's no way. If we want God to forgive us, so we have to forgive.
Yes.
If we can't forgive, why we expect God to forgive us when we can't forgive?
Yes.
Forgiving is part of growth. Forgiving is part of repentance. There we go. Repentance, man. All in there.
There you go. Most definitely.
And we can say, God, we ask God, the Lord, please forgive me, Father God. I know I have done wrong. And we, that's a repentance. And asking for forgiveness at the same time. So I do something wrong for you. God honors forgiveness. When somebody come and do something to me or do something to you, hey, brother, man, please forgive me for what I did. You forgive it. Forgive them even if they don't want your forgiveness. That's powerful. Man.
That's powerful, brother. It's powerful.
That's powerful. Even if they don't want you, even you come near, bro, I apologize for what I did, or so on. So even they, you know what I'm saying? That's powerful. Yeah. Forgive them.
Man.
Yeah. So forgiveness is a beautiful thing, and it's forgiveness is also now you have to connect forgiveness with repentance and forgiveness with grace. Those are connected. You know what I'm saying? When you forgive, that's grace. That's grace. When you forgive, repentance is asking for forgiveness. Grace and repentance, that's powerful. So forgiveness is a beautiful thing to forgive. God's honor forgiveness.
Amen.
If you can't forgive, I know you stop trying to talk about going to heaven. Stop talking about living for God. Stop talking about you a Christian if you can't forgive.
Woo, that's good, bro. That's brutal. That's good, bro.
It takes forgiveness.
Man.
Sometimes it may seem hard, a little hard sometimes, to forgive a principal somebody do to you, hurt your child or hurt your own forgiveness, but that's why it take God to forgive. That's why they take the spirit of God, man. So you have to want that.
Yes. Most definitely. And like I tell people with forgiveness, if you don't forgive, man, you hold your own soul and hold your own self hostage.
That's the God heaven truth.
You know, like I tell them, you want to break every chain, not add a link to it. You don't want to add a link.
That's powerful, bro. That's powerful what you just said. You know what I mean? I never heard that before, but you don't mind if I start using that.
Hey, you can use it, bro. You can use it.
Yes, sir. Lord gave it to me, that's powerful, bro. I like that.
Yeah. Like I feel him. Yeah, most definitely,
yes,
bro.
Sir.
You want to try to break every chain and not add
a link. Yes, sir. Not add a link. That's powerful, bro. I ain't never heard that one before. I like that.
Hey, the Lord gave it to me, and you can use it. Well, it's ours. To God get
amen.
The glory.
I love that, bro. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. To God get the glory. Hey, Brother Yosef, what is a powerful word, man, of encouragement you can give to anybody that's hurting right now, man, that's been through just a bunch of pain, whether it was molestation, whether it was drug, maybe it was incarceration, maybe it was just, hey, my mama walked out of my life or my daddy walked out of my life. What is a positive word of encouragement you can give to somebody to let them know, man, that this too shall come to pass?
Well, what I can say is some that many of us heard a lot, some things that many of us heard and ignore, some these words that many of us heard and sometimes maybe hard to adjust or hard to adapt to. But everything that you're going through, you have to take it to God in prayer. Amen. I know that may sound simple, but it's the truth. There's nothing we cannot do. Nothing we can't get over nothing without God.
Amen.
And God can heal you and guide you through all the pain that you're going through.
Amen.
It's continue to establish that relationship with God. and pray and ask God to and ask God to have that conversation with God, whatever that you may be struggling with. You know, some people struggle with drugs. I know some drug addicts. I have an aunt, man. I have an auntie. I'm so proud of her. And I don't know how God had delivered her from drugs. And I, as a kid, I seen what she went through. But she prayed, man. She made up her mind and prayed. And she lost a baby when she was young, too. So just imagine how much pain and stuff that she was in.
Man, it's pain.
So it takes God to deliver you from that. So I say just stay fast and stay prayed up. And just stay focused on God. Stay established that relationship with God. And God gonna pull you through no matter what it is. That's just real talk. No matter, how, that may sound so simple, but it's so powerful.
It is. It's power. It's power. It's power, boy. When you,
I can't put it in no fancy terms. I just have to give it to you straight.
That's what's up. That's what's up right there, brother. That's what's up, brother. Hey, brother Joseph King, man, let's talk a little bit about you, man. Let's tell the people about you, what you do, man, if you do music, and let's get the people a little something about you and see if somebody want to reach out to brother Joseph King. Let's make sure they get some email, some contact information of how they can get with you, bro.
Oh, I appreciate you, brother. I have a Christian-based network called allintv.net, and we do, we promote short films, Christian films, and independent gospel artists. And I have a show that I do, ministry that I do every Saturday called The Backyard Segment, where I play short films, Christian films, and we have conversations with talk about politics, you know, those who in politics. We talk about everyday life, real life people, you understand? We have a conversation about your relationship with God, your walk with God, what you've been through in your life. You know what I'm saying? Amen. And it's on every Saturday. And the email is allintv.net@gmail.com. Or you can hit freesouls9, FREEDSOULS, number 9@gmail.com. And for the music-wise, we have an EP coming out called Can't Go Back. I'm a member of a group called Florida Boys. Been a Florida boy for over 30-some years. Like I said, I'm originally from Florida. And right now, me, Prophet Lou, got a project coming out called Can't Go Back. It's an EP. And from the beginning to the end, man, we're talking about our experience. When they say can't go back from where God brought us from, you know what I'm saying? We don't want to go back to that life anymore. So can't go back. You know what I'm saying? We ain't planning on going back. We can't go back to that life no more.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? And it's a powerful EP. You're going to have like eight songs on it. And it's from the beginning to the end, man. It's just real life, where God brought us from, our experience in life, what we've been through in life. You know what I'm saying? So it's real life.
Man, that's good, brother Joseph. Man, that's good, brother. That's good, man. Hey, man, I just want to tell you, man, that, man, I appreciate the interview, man. And I know that this interview that we gave to today, man, tonight,
is
going to touch somebody's soul. Because
I pray that it do.
Yes, it may, because see, testimonies is what heal people. When I was out there on the streets, I was talking to people that was on drugs, that was shooters, that was murderers.
Yeah.
They said, look for the change. This is not for you, man. I've been there.
Yeah.
And I've been a person to know that we got the revelation. But it's best to learn from somebody else's revelation than you to have to go through the same situation.
Yes, sir.
So, man, we just got to embrace.
Hey, man, when I was out there on the streets, man, I had some, I'm talking about some real gangster friends. You heard me?
Yeah.
But they looked at me as like, man, one of them told me one time, bro, listen, I want you, this is what I want you to do, music, man. Yeah. You know, this ain't your life. This ain't, brother, we love you. And one told me one day, man, he invited me to his house in Orlando, Florida, man. He said, I never invited nobody to my house before. But this what he told me, this God is so good, man. He said, bro, you just different. Mm. You know what I'm saying? He said, you have a humble spirit. You know, I rant with these type of guys, but I didn't have that. Ooh, 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 rah, rah, rah. I was never that type of person. So they always welcomed me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was always welcome in every hood. I can pretty much go in every hood. You know what I'm saying? Because I was myself, and I was humble, and I was respectful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That
plays a big part in life, being respectful. This is where I was raised up with my grandfather. He was a pastor. The late Reverend Arthur Owsley. So I'm very grateful, man, and I give God all the glory. To God man. Be all the glory. I love saying that.
Hey, to God be all the glory. God be all the glory, bro. God
yes, sir. I love saying that. And I want to say this, bro. I want to thank you so much, brother. Thank you for opening your arms to me.
I appreciate
and
you being
out. Thank you. I truly thank you so much, brother. And I pray that the Lord continue to open up many doors for you and for your network. And that he continue to send the right people to take you for this, take you where God want to, where God has you. See, God will send the right people in your life for a reason.
Yes.
That'll understand what he placed inside of you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's I want to say thank you, man. I pray the Lord continue to keep you and your family covered in the name of Jesus Christ in heaven. And to God be all the glory. You know we got to rock that.
Bro. Amen. Amen. Amen, brother. Hey, Brother Yosef. Amen. I want you to do the pleasure. I want to give you the pleasure, man, of praying us out, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm going to go ahead and bow my head, brother. And I'm
yes,
going to go ahead and pray us out if you're cool with that.
Most definitely. I'm cool with it, brother.
Okay, well, brother, I'm going to bow my head and I'm going to have you pray us out, brother.
Yes,
all right,
sir.
It's yours, brother.
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for this day that you have created and made. We pray, Lord, Father God of heaven, that you place in our hearts and mind that we do things your way. We pray for those that are struggling and going through hard times, Father God in heaven. We pray for those that are dealing with health issues, mentally health issues, Father God. We pray that you come into their heart and come into their home and come into their mind, Father God. And we pray, God, once they heal, they recognize it's you and that you receive all the glory. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray for my brother here, Father God, that you continue to open doors for him, Father God, in Jesus, Father God, that he may continue to have the heart to be obedient to your will, Jesus Christ. And everyone that's watching this segment tonight, Father God, watching this episode tonight, Father God, we pray that they be touched in Jesus Christ's name, Lord. We pray that everything you do, Father God, in heaven, Lord, that it draws souls to you in Jesus Christ's name. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us for our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. In the name of Jesus Christ in heaven, God. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hey, brother, that was a good word, man. I just want to tell you, man, I thank you, man. God blessings. I'm going to keep hugging you in prayer, brother. Keep hugging me in prayer.
Appreciate it, brother. Thank you. Will do, man. Have a blessed one, brother. God bless you, sir.
All right, same to you, brother. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Minister Change. You got a testimony. You got a testimony. You got a testimony. You got a testimony. God gave you a testimony. Speak it right now. Call Minister Change. 260-203-6655. If you want to share, we got it for you. Call him right now. Minister Change. 260-203-6655.